Welcome, everybody. The garage is open. Y'all know what time it is. The EG3 Show. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of the EG3 Show podcast. We are all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, ladies and gentlemen. Xfinity Series, Camping World Truck Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And it is Monday night, and y'all know what time it is. Time for the race reaction post-race Dover style. It's pretty much tonight a look back at all three races from the weekend, from the Monster Mile. We saw some great, exciting finishes with the Camping World Truck Series and the Xfinity Series going right down to the wire in the Cup Series. Everyone thought, well, we're going to see a great race there, but the Cup race struck out with another domination, pretty much. Harvicking was back in session. Kevin Harvick, another victory in the regular season. That's now 4 wins in the first 11 races of this year. Incredible. Kevin Harvick, right off from the jump of the weekend, he was, again, this has been pretty much the story of the 2018 season to this point. Either it's Kyle Busch or Kevin Harvick throwing punch for punch, blow for blow. Harvick throws the latest punch in Kyle Busch, while Kyle Busch went to the garage for a drivetrain issue that ended his day. First DNF of the year for Kyle Busch, which shrinks his regular season lead. And Kevin Harvick is back in the hunt for opportunity to win that regular season championship. And but not only that, you gotta look at the big picture also. Harvick, clearly the championship favorite. And this is probably going back to last year with MTJ Mark Truex Jr. Harvick at this stage is more dominant than the 7-8 is right now. I mean, no offense to all my friends out there, but you gotta look at the way it is right now, with the way that this Ford team has been has come out of the gates. Of course, we had a Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Also, that four horse has been awfully stout, and 18 has been in there in the wheelhouse mostly. You had the 7-8 also in there, if it weren't for the pit crew issues. And then the 22 has been consistent also. But right now, the 4 and the 18 has kind of stretched that out in their own class right now. And we're headed to another mile and a half, which Harvick has dominated recently. Or just say, going back to early this year with Atlanta, that stomping there. And then Las Vegas putting an ass kicking on the rest of this field. And Harvick led 201 laps in this race. I did not see the entire race, but I was looking on my Twitter feed here and there. Well, in KC, which I will be at this weekend. So excited that NASCAR is back in Kansas City this weekend for the KC Masterpiece. I love the title of this race, the KC Masterpiece, which was decided late last week. Needed a title sponsor. KC Masterpiece, a perfect sponsor for this race with all the good tailgating going on as usual, which I'll be doing, and then some. But KC Masterpiece 400, Atlanta, Las Vegas, were dominant by Harvick, and the whole Stewart Haas organization. When you look at this team, this organization from top to bottom, very, very efficient and more consistent. with Danica Patrick at the wheel, she didn't really, all this talk about, Danica Patrick did for the sport. Oh, she did off the track, but it's well stated on my podcast. I've said it multiple times throughout the years when Danica Patrick was in NASCAR. She's getting preparing for the Indianapolis 500 in a few weeks, her last motorsport race event of her motorsport career. I mean, hope that goes well for her, but in the NASCAR side, she was not very good. She was all downright awful, and again, I sound like I'm repeating myself, but she had the equipment, she had the team, she had the drivers for the most part. Boyer, Kurt Busch, before Boyer, it was Tony Stewart. You're driving the same equipment, but Harvick right now, he is driving efficiently, 110%. giving no dams about who's in his way, especially late in this race yesterday, which I tuned in at when I got home yesterday, when the Dover race was in the middle of a rain delay with all the rubber being washed off. But when the cars got back onto the racetrack, it was just the same old monster mile. But we did not see major wrecks. I did not see anything big in this race, other than the fact that your regular season points leader took a dive with the mechanical issues. So that was huge in that regards. And Harvick's big day, even though Kyle Busch scored points in the both of the stages, 19 points to be exact, but did not come up at the very end of this race due to that, and opened the door for Kevin Harvick. Even though Kyle Busch was in the top five, though, Harvick was still outrunning that 18 and got past his teammate Clint Bowyer, who was leading prior to the rain delay. And Clint Bowyer should have maybe did more of a rain dance. But all in all, this has been what we've been talking about. The whole NASCAR country has been talking about since the drop of the green flag of the Daytona 500. This Kevin Harvick, a former champion of the sport, obviously going back a couple years ago, delivering that championship to Stuart Haas Racing, and a monumental milestone for Stuart Haas Racing. I'll touch on that to end tonight's post-race Delaware podcast. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the EG3 show. 80 Grid of Third here with you guys tonight for a little bit, checking in with you guys for the Dover weekend. But other than that, yeah, the Cup race struck out big time on excitement compared to the Capable Truck Series, which I talked about over the weekend with Sauter and Greg and Craig Noah Gregson. That fierce battle, and Noah Gregson went on Twitter over the weekend saying, I guess he was sorry about how he raced and whatnot. There was nothing wrong about what he did. I mean, this is hard ass racing. You're trying to go for the win. This is what fans look for. This is, and probably the reason why we don't see many sold out crowds anymore, because of the racing and commercials and whatnot. But this is probably 70% of why we don't see exciting races like this anymore in a Cup Series, because of the fact that we get domination, which has been the name of the game throughout the year, for the exception of the last the dumping of Almirola in the Daytona 500 by Austin Dillon. Since then, Austin Dillon has been irrelevant since that point in time. But look, you know, the trucks always put on a hell of a show, and they did it again. We saw that at Martinsville, and the trucks by far provide the best racing in all NASCAR. That's hands down. But we saw in the Xfinity Series, you turn the page to Saturday, teammates go bout the bout, just like we saw in the Cup Series yesterday, but more of an intense down to the wire finish between Justin Allgaier and Elliott Salor, two Dash for Cash contendants. Salor trying to go for three in a row for that cash, that Dash for Cash, but he was denied, gets in the Allgaier and off of turn four. Both of them go slowly to the cross finish line. Justin Allgaier gets it done in a dramatic finish between Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr. going 1-2, owning both those cars. Allgaier is locked into the playoffs on that inspection. So we saw tremendous racing there. We saw contact throughout the field. Nemechek, John Hunter, Nemechek, Austin Sindrick getting together, and so forth. So we did not see the big one at the Monster Mile that we're accustomed to seeing in the past. So leading up the Cup race, with nothing much exciting racing-wise. So maybe I'm glad to not watch the entire race yesterday, but coming home at the perfect time to see the end. And we did not see the old classic trends of the late caution come out like Larry Mack does each and every week, pulling up the old stat sheet. But what we all saw is this Stuart Haas Racing organization coming together as one and running very well, like we have not seen in the past since Stuart Haas Racing's existence in the Cup Series. It's been either Tony Stewart for a little bit or Kevin Harvick. And then here and now, a little bit, it was Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, Clinton Bowyer, and now you have all four of these cars, including Eric Almirola, who just missed the top 10. Almirola has put on some strong finishes this year for that 10 car, and he returns to the site of that horrible accident last year, which still is one of the more kind of horrifying slash electrifying moments that I have seen in person in a NASCAR race. So Almirola is going to be looking forward for some kind of a good run there. But overall, Harvick, 201 laps, continuing to add to that total of laps led. And this is dangerous for multiple reasons for everybody else. Four wins already. And after Kansas, Saturday night will be marked the halfway point of the regular season. Not only that, four wins already. You have 19 stage points in the bank already. And I believe Truex last year, won all those stages last year, didn't win, only won two races in the regular season last year. Or, I want to make sure that, no, he won four, my bad, excuse me, I should know that, sorry about that, four wins, so Harvick matches Truex last year, and at this rate, he's going to go past him from last year, so, you know, we talk about, you know, how last year there was a podcast late from Race Hub about Andy Petrie may have said something about 10 races for Truex this year. That could be for Harvick this year. The way that organization is going in, the way the whole organization continuing to move forward and not looking back. That was a very interesting take from the post-race interview from Kevin Harvick's team, Rodney Childers, Tony Stewart. They all want to look forward and get better. That's a bad sign for probably the fan base and everybody else, and for 38 other contenders out there trying to dethrone Harvick right now. He's just on top of the game, and I said Joey Logano after last week at Dega put him in the conversation with Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Truex, and the 22 has been consistent all up until that point. Joey Logano had a rough afternoon yesterday at the Marshall Mile, coming home in 13th, full field rundown in a few moments. But the 18-4 have 4 and 18 have extended themselves in the top class of the field. And then you have the return of the 7-8 bunch back in the top five yesterday. Big stretch of races coming up for them, including last year's sweep of Kansas. That was exciting to see. Very, very fortunate to see that in person. And part of me wants to see him go for the three-peat, but that's going to be hard to do, especially the way that the four is on it this year. And, you know, 7-8, they've been leading last, but not at the rate the four car has been doing it. And you can throw it in 18 also. It's going to be in a tough race. It'll be interesting to find out, though. They'll give it a shot, though. I know that, because this stretch favors Truex, and for whatever reason, he heats up. Right around the mid regular season, second half of the year, he gets rolling. So hopefully, this is a good sign here for Truex. In his fierce battle for third, came short there in that regards. But give props to Daniel Suarez, who was on my fantasy team this past weekend, and this was one of his better racetracks, in my opinion. He talked about it in this post race third. You know, he likes the changing of the racetrack. That was kind of interesting to take from him also. He likes the changing of the racetracks, the challenge. You got to get up on the wheel, things like that. And Suarez, that team right now showing some speed. And that's interesting because the fact that this 19 in his second full-time year with this organization. Remember, Daniel Suarez replaced Carl Edwards, who retired all of a sudden last year, thrown in that mix. Had his struggles, but in that second half of the year, Suarez was fast. And we know he's got some good tracks coming up also for him. Michigan, one of them. He says Kansas is a good racetrack also. Watkins Glen down there, and maybe even Sonoma also. Chicagoland's in that mix also. So a lot of different racetracks for Suarez also. He ties his career best. And I like how these commentators saying, you know, this is going to be a career best finish. Well, this is his second time he ties his career best. Last year, he finished third at the Glen last year, in which he won his first stage point also at in New York last year. So Suarez definitely trending up, trending down right now. Surprisingly, it's Erik Jones. We all thought the grand plan for him, you know, obviously coming over for that 77, it's too bad that they first of all had to shut down that second team. Otherwise, you know, they could have still had probably Matt Kenseth over in that ride. And I'm going to be seeing Matt Kenseth this weekend. We're all going to see Matt Kenseth back in action this weekend as he's taking over that six for the next couple of weeks. Kansas and then the All-Star race, he'll make an appearance there in Charlotte. But yeah, trending down Erik Jones for sure. I thought, you know, he's had a couple impressive runs. Texas led quite a few laps there. But it's quite odd to see Erik Jones kind of a little bit of a struggle right now. And he thought himself, even for himself, he said, there's going to be no sophomore slump. Well, he's struggling right now in the 20. And I don't know what it is. You know, you still have the same crew chief from last year. And the success, you were close to winning races last year, but you had terrible luck in the 5-hour 77 car. So that team's got to find some answers, because right now Suarez, he and Erik Jones kind of switched spots. Suarez is trending up with all that momentum right now. In that 19, usually runs good on mile and a half. So I would not be surprised if Suarez backed that up and go out here and race these cats out here on Saturday night. Erik Jones going to have to find the answer pretty soon. And he, Chase Elliott, to me, you know, also all this talk about the young guns going in, including myself included in that mix, it's been all veterans this year. No answer from the young guns, the hot young guns like Blaney, Erik Jones, Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott was a popular pick, including for myself, on the fantasy lineup this weekend. Chase Elliott was fast in practice, but somehow the changes did not work in the race car, whatever. So, you know, unlike Kevin Harvick, that car was super fast all weekend long. The 9 was fast also, but did not find that same mojo during the race. They finished outside the top 10. EG3 show post-race reaction. Dover, let's check in the full field rundown. From the race, Corey LaJoie, another engine failure for Corey LaJoie in that 72. How many times is that? That has to be at least half these races this year. I've said Corey LaJoie, engine failure. Man, you just got to feel bad for the guy. Going into these races, only 20 laps in, and you blow a freaking engine. My goodness. And the other part of it is, I think Cole Witt shares this wide also, and he hasn't had any problems. So, karma much lately. So LaJoie finishes shotgun. Derek Cope, not a non-factor as usual, 37th. Cody Ware, 36th. And then Kyle Busch, big story from this race. Dry train issues ended his chances at another top five, at least, because he had nothing for Kevin Harvick or Clint Bowyer, 35th. Paul Menard, 34th. Ryan Newman, back here in 33rd, Reed Sorensen 32nd, Landon Castle in a 00 31st, Gray Galding 30th, Matt DiBenedetto back to the normal self, finishing the 29th, musician Ross Chastain 28th every week, he seems like David Reagan after a great performance at Talladega, Mr. I Can Get You to the Top 5, finishes in a 27th position, Austin Dillon, I don't get the pit strategy, I caught this while eating lunch also. Austin Dillon, that team stayed out while everybody else pit early in the race. That basically took him out of this race. Like I said, he's been irrelevant since the Daytona 500 victory, the champion of that race. Been a non-factor ever since then. I mean, there was that one top 10, I believe, a few weeks ago. But ever since then, been put to the back shelf. And the crew chief taking him out of this race. I just don't understand the strategy sometimes. Early in a race, and you want to stay out while everybody else pits. He wasn't the only one that did that. Alex Bowman did it, but he was a little bit more successful than Dillon. That race car was not in the racetrack. Bubba Wallace, 25th position. I thought Bubba would be a little bit better than that, assuming he's had some success in that race on that racetrack, couldn't get it done. Ty Dillon 24th, Alex Bowman. Speaking of Bowman, he led his first laps of the year, 26 to be exact, but comes up in the 23rd spot. Michael McDowell finishes in a respectable 22nd position. Almendinger 21st, Chris Buescher 20th. JTG Doherty Racing back-to-back. Trevor Bayne will be sitting on the sidelines for a little bit beginning this week. 19th, Eric Jones, disappointing 18th. Casey Kane, nicely done, a lap down, but finishes in the 17th spot. So, nicely done. Jamie McMurray, 16th. Ricky Stenhouse, 15th. Byron, nice top 15 finish for William Byron. Joey Logano, 13th. Chase Elliott, 12th. Eric Almirola finishes in the 11th spot. Kyle Larson, your top 10. He had a quiet day. Got busted on speeding on pit road, was three laps down. Rallies back to finish in the 10th spot and had some wonderful news at that as well. As Kaylin and Kyle welcome in their second child in the world. Congratulations to them. Jimmy Johnson, 9th. Mr. Dover, 11-time Dover, does not get number 12. Wasn't a factor, really, all race. Blaney, 8th. Denny Hamlin, 7th, Keselowski, 6th, Kurt Busch, 5th, MTJ, 4th, Daniel Suarez, 3rd, Clinton Bowyer, 2nd, and obviously Kevin Harvick, your winner at the Dover Wild. MTJ, for those who don't know, is Martin Truex Jr., but Harvick, Bowyer, Kurt Busch, 3 out of the top 5 Stuart Haas Racing cars finish up there. Again, I have a note for you guys to wrap up the end of the podcast, but man, it's just been a story throughout the first few months of the season where NASCAR world, including this podcast, but all talking about the way, you know, it's just not one car show no more. And the message has been clear pretty much. 4 wins for Harvick. You have Bowyer already in victory lane. Could have made it a second appearance in that. But Harvick outran him, got to him. And then disposed of Bowyer and then just went away from the entire field. So definitely who's going to have the answer going into Kansas? I'm a little worried about this weekend. Well, for the most part, seeing that 4 up in the front, like we have seen this entire first half of the year, and there's no signs of slowing down. But we have the rest of the regular season to get it right. And I think, you know, if it weren't for the bad luck, everyone's saying Martin Truex Jr. struggling. You got some of these guys ain't paying attention because the speed is there just like it was yesterday. And also during that lunch break, and I thought it was going to be deja vu all over again with this bad luck. He's been having tire issues 4 to 78, but luckily, it was in the beginning of the race, and that car had speed pretty much all weekend. Also, made good adjustments there and good calls in the pit box. Pit stops were on point also, so this is what that team needs. Get back to consistency, and this team has finished in the top 5 now, all six times now this season. It could be easily at least 2 more without all this bad luck drama. On the racetrack, and definitely could have maybe had a second win already in the bank if it wasn't for the pit crew at Richmond. But this is a small block, and hopefully that can continue, and maybe we can give the 4 a run for its money, including the 18 in there also. So definitely looking forward to the chess battle continuing. But right now, definitely on top of the class, though, you got to put just the 4 and the 18 by themselves right now, and then include probably obviously the 78, the 22, and I'm going to throw in this Clint Bowyer, because Bowyer, he's going to want to win bad this racetrack coming up. He's been a non-factor at his home track for the last several years, but for some reason, well, ever since Michael Waltrip Racing, he was a factor in those race cars, but since jumping into SHR and some other race cars, hadn't been a factor, but Stuart Haas Racing has been on top of its game here in 2018, and they're going to look to cap off a strong first half of the year with probably another win in the bank. But those I just named, not Stuart Haas, the 78, the 18, looking down here, maybe the two of Keselowski, and then you could throw in Logano's teammate in here, Blaney, and then Brad Keselowski, who ran up in the front yesterday also. Can't forget about that as well. Keselowski usually struggles at Dover, but he put up a hell of a fight yesterday also. He led 108 laps in this race, but the pits crew did him in also with a slow pit stop with a fast race car. So again, everything has to come together to win the race. Your pit crew has to be spot on. You gotta unload fast. All the marbles gotta fall in place. And the four car is, I mean, they have had previous issues, but not as many as some of these other cars teams this year. And this is why the four team is scaring everybody right now for the championship. That's just plain and simple. We'll have to see what happens here in KC this weekend. Maybe we'll see them get knocked off here. Hopefully, that'll be lovely. Again, it'll be lovely to see MTJ Martin go for the three-peat this weekend. That would be amazing. But he's going to have his hands full, definitely. And it's going to start with them Stewart Haas cars and possibly the winner of this race a couple years ago, Kyle Busch, going to be something to deal with also. And I'm going to throw in Blaney in there as well. Take a look at the standings really quick before we jump in and out of hoops real quick. Kyle Busch is still your regular season leader, but that lead was 50-something, I believe. Took a hit. Now that's been cut in half by Joey Logano, 22 back now. Harvick is now in the game also, minus 40. Clint Bowyer is quite a ways back still, but he's in fourth. Brad Keselowski, top five. Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson rounds out your top 10 in the Monster Energy Cup Series standings heading into KC this weekend. The Xfinity Series is off this weekend. But again, we saw a fierce, tight battle between teammates, which I really thought for sure Allgaier and Sattler were going to wreck out of turn four. But that didn't happen. Both of those cars stayed in it. And Allgaier, in a drag race, knocks off Sattler, keeping Sattler still winless in some 2 years, it seems like, forever, since Sattler has won an Xfinity Series race, so keeps him shut out. And they have the week off this weekend. It's the Truck Series. We'll be back on track Friday night. Here real quickly, as running out of time here tonight with you guys, wanted to get in a solid half hour in with you guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Allgaier, Sattler, Daniel Hemric, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, your top five. Johnny Sauter giving that 23 a good ride for the suspended. Spencer Gallagher, 6. Noah Gregson, Matt Tiff, Austin Cindric, Brandon Jones, your top 10. And going to your standings really quick. In the Xfinity Series, your lead points leader, Elliott Sattler by 33 over Justin Allgaier. Tyler Reddick is third. Christopher Bell, Daniel Hemric, your top five. And of course, a thriller in the Cape World Truck Series by Johnny Sauter. And he is the clear points leader right now. And also, Sauter, a great weekend from his standards. Also doing double duty, adding another win, going back-to-back, his second straight year in a row, winning, conquering Miles, the Monster. Top 10 rundown, Sauter, Crafton, Haley, David Gillen, Harrison Burton, your top five, Cody Coughlin, Joe Nemechek, Ben Rhodes, Jesse Little, Todd Gillen, your top five, and still, Johnny Sauter is your points leader in the Cape World Truck Series by 51 over Ben Rhodes, Noah Gregson, who gave a valiant effort but came up small and wrecking very hard. Brett Moffitt, Grant Ivinger, your top five. So there's your quick roundup for throughout the weekend, which was Dover, a triple header weekend, which saw two great races, and a third was struck out due to Harvicking class in session, which Kevin Harvick teaching the field once again a lesson in the field. EG300 stickers real quick. Let's go down the line here real quick before we wrap up tonight's podcast, Cody Coughlin, Jesse Little, Tanner Thorson, Justin Allgaier, Johnny Sauter, Jeb Burton, Daniel Suarez, the entire Stuart Haas Racing operation, William Byron, EG3 helmet stickers this weekend from Dover. Quick rundown right there. It will be on the Facebook page, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Facebook.com/EG3Show for the latest in what's going on in the world of NASCAR. Busy, busy week for myself as I get ready to head up to Kansas City this weekend for the races. I'm excited for them, and hopefully we'll see a good races up there. We saw a dramatic race last year. Ben Rhodes over Kyle Busch, but Rhodes ran over something and his engine went boom and ruined his chance for a first win. Kyle Busch won that race. Hopefully Ben Rhodes comes back there for redemption. We'll see about that. And then Martin Truex Jr.'s quest to go for 3 in a row at Kansas. That's going to be a tall order, but I'm looking forward to see him up for the challenge against Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and the rest of Stuart Haas Racing and them boys. Social media, Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, and of course iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and if you have time, review the show also, folks. So definitely we got a lot of hits from last week's post-race Talladega. Very, very happy to see that. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. And also, don't forget about our motto. What's our motto for this show? Join the movement, folks. That's right. Join the movement on the EG3 Show podcast. Very happy to see that. Very blessed and always excited to be on with you guys talking NASCAR as the Capable Truck Series and Cup guys turn the attention now to prime time in Kansas City. Cannot wait. That's going to do it, folks, for the EG3 Show post-race reaction Dover this weekend. From this weekend, thank you once again for tuning in to tonight's episode of the podcast. And if you're going to listen to this, it'll be up tomorrow morning. So looking forward to doing that also. And stay tuned for probably one more episode before I head to Kansas City this weekend. So excited, but we got to head out of here, folks. Thank you for listening. Eddie Greer III saying thank you once again to the EG3 Show podcast. Congratulations to Kevin Harvick, Johnny Sauter, Justin Allgaier, winners from this weekend. EG3 Show. We'll talk to you next time. Eddie Greer III signing off. We out.